Call order Board of Works for September 26th. Need approval of the minutes from September 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. The Four Lakes Project, the man from the RDC. Larry Donovan was at our board meeting, Parks Board, last week. We have rejected the bids for the initial shelter house. Mr. Donovan is going to rebid those. We did accept the bid for the water spray park through Miracle Corporation. My board accepted that, so we will get that going. This past weekend, Dr. Kristen Mahan had the Walk with a Doc program through the hospital. They had probably over 35 to 40 individuals from the hospital and the city out to walk. It'll be every Saturday at Gregg Park at the open shelter house from 9 to 10. There's no really on a walk you can. There's no distance or anything. It's more of a program that the doctor will be there to give a short talk and then people just to go out and be active. This weekend also, Bethlehem General Baptist is doing a Green Mission 5K fun run at Gregg Park. This is for the Mary Weber Missionary Society, and all the monies will go towards that international mission. And we also just got a tree guide for the internet. It's gregparktreeguide.com. A group of VU students put it together for us this past year. You can get on now. It's through Google Maps. We have to go through and add all the trees. We have 10 in there now, but Ryan Lau from Percolon is going to help us identify the trees, and then we will put GPS coordinates, and you can get on and hit the icon. The tree will come up. We'll have pictures, a bio of the tree, and print off the leaves and things like that for students that want to do tree programs or anybody that wants to know more about the trees.
So, and that's on the internet, or it's on Facebook, or is it?
You can get on your tablet, your phone, www.gregparktreeguide.com.
Gregparktreeguide.com.
Yeah, and it's on now. Like I said, there's about 10 trees.
Okay.
And then we can also identify memorial benches, the shelter house, things like that, and we can have bios about all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just something that we've been trying to work on the past few years. VU has this program called It Lead. A group that meets every year, and they come up. I think the animal shelter had something done to their website a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
So we paid, I think, for the kids. It cost like they did 70 hours of work over the course of the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting, and hopefully by spring, we'll have all 300 trees identified.
Great.
So thanks.
Great.
Police Department.
Right. You can do that early. That's yeah, that makes sense to me.
You can do it now if you want.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. Would report that we are coming up on October here, approaching about 8,520 calls for the year. So we've been staying pretty busy. It's been very good to see the break in the weather today. I think people are ready for a little cooler weather. And believe it or not, sometimes weather has a little bit to do with our call load. So we are thankful for some cooler weather. We do have our K-9 officers and supervisor at K-9 Nationals this week. So that's always a good opportunity for them to go up. And they do competition there as well as lots of training modules, so we were excited about that. Another kind of neat thing coming up with training is called First Forward. It's a program that allows officers all over the United States to get on a training site, and you can pick from different training that is been nationally certified to get your hours for your continuing education. So if there are guys that you know, have a hard time getting away from town to get all their hours, it allows us to provide some time for them to do that online and get some nationally certified training. So that's something good we're working on. Of course, we wrapped up homecoming over the weekend. Good weekend. Really did not have too many problems whatsoever, which is always a good thing. And I guess next I would say we are super happy that we're going to be able to swear in some new hires tonight. So if I could ask the mayor to come down with us. We have been very fortunate that we're going to be able tonight to put four new officers on the Vincennes Police Department, which will bring us back up to full staff. We have talked in the past about the vetting that goes on for a person to become a police officer, and the idea that these young men have made it through that vetting and are eager to come into this profession, even given the some of the things going on in the media right now and different things that you know, sometimes don't make this profession so attractive for a new person to come out. They really have to want it and have the heart to do it. So I'm very proud of that. I'm also proud that these young men, a lot of these are from this area, which we hope to keep them around for a really long time. So I would first call up Kenneth Lance. Kenneth is going to be unit number 220 for the Vincennes Police Department, and he comes from northern Knox County. He is in the reserve still, and we're looking forward to having him on. On a side note, so I can make my dad feel old today, my dad was unit 120, so Kenneth makes 100 officers past my dad's unit number, so that's pretty neat, and a few more than that guy over there. Next, I have Jude Craycraft. Jude is going to be number 221. He's been in the area since about 2010. He comes from Muncie, Indiana, so we're proud to have Jude. Jude's been involved in some different security aspects around town, and so we look forward to having Jude on the department as well. Next up, we have Aaron Luce. Aaron is local to Vincennes. He's been a jailer since March at the Knox County Sheriff's Department. Obviously, the Luce name, we've had a lot of Luces in law enforcement for quite a while around the area. We're glad to have Aaron on board. Brother is also a deputy with the Knox County Sheriff's Department, so looking forward to have him on board with us. I've had the opportunity to watch him for a little while through sports at Lincoln High School and different things, so I'm proud to have him at the police department. So, number 222, Aaron Luce. Last but not least, Unit 223, we have Thaddeus Goldman. Thad, he is a local to this area as well. We're looking forward to having him on. He's in the National Guard. I've had an opportunity to be around him for a little while too. He played some church league softball against the guy, and you don't get on his face when he hits a hot one, I'll tell you that. So if we have a team, we'll need him in that respect as well. But we're looking forward to having him on as well. So number 223 at Goldman. Sure. You four want to stand up here real quick and they get a picture? While they're making their way up here, I'll just recognize, because we don't have an opportunity for these guys to be in the room all the time, but they do work along with the Board of Works to help us get our hiring process going, and that's the members of our merit board. They work real hard to get our list together this time and to get these guys in the position that hired on, so we appreciate that.
Back up. Barney's fine. Back up.
Sure can.
Take your backup. There goes the backup.
Thank you, Merit Board. Thank you, guys.
Okay, next, Street and Sanitation, Bryce.
You got four new members you want to swear in?
Sorry. The past week, we've been, the traffic department has been installing some of the signs for the chamber, the directional signs, so it's going to be a long time. There's a lot of signs, but we just started getting them up, though.
So they look good.
70 of them?
I think so, yeah.
Is that right?
They
wow.
Do look good. No.
Yeah, they look very nice.
Wayfinding sign.
Yeah,
very nice. City engineer.
Today we were supposed to get started on Vaughn Trail, but got rained out this morning, so they'll be here tomorrow first thing, start on Vaughn Trail, and Kimmel Road is moving right along. We got traffic switched over to the newer portion, going down to Burger King, Arby's, and the hotel, and we are stabilizing subgrade on what was left outside of the area, and then curbs by the end of the week, and then asphalt next week, and after next week everything should have base and intermediate asphalt, and we'll have basic sidewalks, signal work, surface, and final seating and striping.
So John, that road will open up before the property develops. I mean, it'll be so what's the anticipated
the project deadline right now is November 12th.
Okay,
so
great.
Okay, no old business to move. The new business, United Way banner request.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do I have to go down here?
No. You don't have to.
Oh, I will.
I should have brought a board member with me instead. So United Way is requesting a banner that's currently in place be allowed to be hung from September 26th through October 10th on College Avenue. This is to coincide with the United Way's Day of Caring, which this year is October 6th and 7th, from which several departments of the City of Vincennes are participating. So that's my request.
Okay, so I make a motion to approve the hanging of the banner on College Avenue from September 26th through October the 10th.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is Pavilion Rental, Borden Trip Wedding.
Hey.
I am wanting to reserve the pavilion for October 22nd. I think you said 2 o'clock to 7 or 7:30. I've already gotten the insurance and the contract to Paula.
Okay. So we'll approve, and that's this this next month, right? Okay. Sometimes we get them a year in advance. That's why I asked. So we're making a recommendation that the pavilion allowed be rented for the Borden Trip wedding on October 22nd from approximately 2 o'clock till 7:30 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Congratulations. Yeah.
Next is Casey's Bucket Brigade. It's Jenny Webb.
So that's coming up.
Yeah.
So, Chief, do you know about that or not?
The Bucket Brigade? I know that they were here.
They were here last time.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were doing
CASA.
That was CASA and MetroNet were doing that. So when do we meet in?
This is for St. Jude's. We don't meet till the 11th.
The 11th. So you already got information on this, and you have the insurance. You have the whole thing. Okay. Well, we know that they've done it before. So, okay, we will. Make a motion to approve Casey's Bucket Brigade for St. Jude's on Saturday, October the 8th and Saturday, October the 22nd from 8 o'clock to 4 p.m. at 15th and Hart with a rain date of October 29th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Next is City of Vincennes CCMG paving package bid opening. You guys have the bids?
Got the secret.
Well, we've got two bids, Milestone and
B&B.
B&B.
First bid is from Milestone Contractors LP. Milestone's total bid is $1,377,800 even. 1377800.00.
We accept them.
Okay. Next bid is from E&B Paving. E&B Paving's total bid is $1,654,042 even, 1654042.00.
Okay, so we'll make a motion that these two bids will be taken under advisement and review by City Engineer John Sprague and then awarded and signed by the mayor.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Next is SIDC Contracts, Michelle Berkley. First up is the contract for the police station rehab.
The city was awarded DNR Historic Preservation Fund grant for doing window rehabilitation and also some masonry work there. So tonight we have the professional contracts regards to admin of that, and then also the architect consulting for preparation of the bid specs for Our contract for services, Southern Indiana Development Commission.
And Michelle, pull that microphone down a little bit there, yeah, because they record that in the...
Okay, can you hear me okay?
That's better, I think, yeah.
Okay. SIDC, Southern Indiana Development Commission's contract for administration as project coordinator on this project before you would be $5,000. It would be coming from your edit funds, I believe, with the local match that was pledged on the project.
So do we want to take both these as separate actions, I assume, because we've got, yeah, they're completely different matter. Okay, so we want to make a motion to approve the contract for the police station rehab through SIDC in the amount of $5,000.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the grant writing services contract.
Also tonight, we have been talking with the city and police department, and the city is interested in applying to the same grant funds. In regards, they have a planning section that's different from the bricks and mortar projects. Mm-hmm. And what they are looking at us submitting an application for, if the Board of Works and Council agrees tonight, is basically for a police station assessment of the building or architect plan, and also the possibility the funds could also do bid specification once those were completed as part of that grant fund. So that's something for discussion tonight, I believe, at the council. But this grant here would be for SIDC actually writing that application and submitting it. Now that grant application is due real soon. It's due October the 7th, which is a week Friday.
Okay.
So we have been, you know, working, gathering some information on it at this point, but realize the council and you all need to decide whether that's something the city wants to.
So the council will need to pass that through this evening, is that?
Right, we've got to agree to the contract, but then the council has to agree that they will
provide the matching dollars, okay.
They are willing to participate.
Right.
This contract here would be on an hourly basis, not to exceed $2,500.
Okay. All right. So, Larry, is there anything that you need to say on any of that? Or? Oh, he's next. You're just up there. You're just saving time. Okay, great. Okay. Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the grant writing services contract through SIDC, which is on a compensation hourly basis of $60 an hour, not to exceed $2,500.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
The next is Donovan Donovan. Larry, this is the contract with the architect on the $50,000 window grant.
Yes,
right.
Windows. And that would be for him preparing the bid specifications and plans for drawings to bid that out. And we are potentially looking at having that ready to advertise, I believe, in late October with a potential opening at around your November 14th meeting, what we're looking
for. Okay.
Okay.
So this has a...
This has to be completed for this grant.
Yes, this is for the Windows one that has already been approved and funded.
Okay,
local match is paying for his services from the edit.
The local match pays for the services, so we're
right.
Just approving the contract itself.
Right.
Okay. So I'd like a motion to approve the Donovan & Donovan contract for the police station rehab as described by SIDC.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then next is the covenant for the police station rehab. This is, which Mr. Rulligan has looked at it and read it, says it's good.
Okay.
We won't actually sign this until we get the originals from...
Right. DNR will have originals made up. They will go ahead and sign their piece of it. They will forward it to us, two copies or two originals, for the council or Board of Works to do at their next meeting, and it should be available for signature, and then it gets recorded, and one original of those gets sent back to DNR then. Basically, that covenant, whenever you do the historic preservation fund, it's 5 years for $25,000 or less, but we got $50,000, and so it's a 10-year covenant. Basically, if you do anything that's not just minor everyday maintenance to the building, they would like a say-so or would like approval or for you to review what you want to do with them prior to doing it.
Okay.
And we didn't vote to go ahead and sign that when it gets here. Because this is something that we have to do to get the grant
right.
dollars to actually.
Right.
It's not something like we have a choice.
Okay.
So the board wants to make a motion to approve the covenant for the police station rehab as described by SIDC and approved by City Attorney Rolgan.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That's a lot of stuff in LR. Yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, next is Barnes and Thornburg contract for general obligation bonds. This is the contract engaging with Barnes and Thornburg to do the attorney part of our general obligation bonds that the council got coming up tonight on ordinance.
Okay, and there's a dollar amount attached to that.
I think not to exceed
$40,000. Okay. All right. So I'll make a motion to approve the general obligation bonds contract for Barnes and Thornburg in the amount not to exceed $40,000.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next, reschedule October 10th Board of Works meeting due to Columbus Day. We will move it to the 11th. That's just for notice, right?
That's at 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have one other thing. It's the interlocal agreement between the city and the county where they are going to give the $20,000 towards the construction of the addition on the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to accept this.
I will gladly make a motion to accept money from the county of Knox towards the animal shelter construction.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and I also appreciate the county stepping up and providing.
Absolutely.
So.
It's great.
Nothing else, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Gotcha.